thank you, Sister Carmel. We come too far to look back. Amen. Praise the Lord. But a few occasions that we might look back is to encourage us to go forward.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Like how we might have looked today and examine what God did for us throughout this year. And it's to energize us as we would face the tomorrows, as we would face the new year. We could go forward with confidence. We could go forward with great assurance, knowing that the Lord is with us.
Amen.
Amen. He is strengthening us. He has empowered us so we could go forward. So as this day, last Sunday of the year, as we encourage, careful, are we looking back? We just having a look this time to see God's grace and faithfulness.
Amen.
Amen. To see God's grace and faithfulness. And we have heard many testimonies today how God is faithful.
Hallelujah.
How his grace is there towards us. Because when we might examine the thing, we might say, oh my, we are worthy of what's coming our way. But God would come through for us,
amen,
would deliver us, would make the difference, would comfort us in our difficult times. So we could know his grace and his faithfulness. So as we would embark on the new year, we know he is there, faithful to us, strengthening us as we would go forward. And when we would see a hurdle before us, we would know he's faithful to take us over, to see us through, to help us in whatever way. Whether to move it, whether to leave it, but give it the strength to go over, whether empower us to bulldoze it down. But we know he is there. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we just trust him and say, Lord, you help me in this. So we won't just say, why me? Because if that's to ask, he might ask, why not you? Why not me? Or who then? But he gives the grace and the strength to be victorious.
Amen.
The Apostle Paul, as he glances back a little of his life, and we take a little backward walk in the scriptures, let's notice how he recognized also God's grace and faithfulness toward him. The Bible tells us there in verse 15, he says, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. So when the apostle, he is looking back, he's saying, but Lord, I'm thanking you for your grace, and I know that you came into the world to save sinners. And so as we face this new year, we need to have that in focus, that the Lord came to save sinners. And in looking back, he wasn't just pointing at somebody and says, sinner like you, but he's saying, of whom I am chief. And he knew that if God could save the chief sinner, then he could save anybody. Hallelujah. So somebody that you want to tell of the goodness of the Lord, but you think, they're beyond God, I have some good news for you today. They are not. And you could share the goodness of the Lord and believe God that his grace would reach them, that his faithfulness would reach them and save them. So you could target them on the saving list for this new year or before the new year. because God is able. And the apostle looking, he saw God's faithfulness. Oh yes, he would declare it a faithful saying. One that's worthy of acceptation. God Christ came. Oh, we've been looking and noticing he came, was born. Born with a purpose. Born to do something in our lives. Born to change us. Born to transform us. He came into the world to save sinners. For those who were going to put him to death, to save them, to give them life. Life that's abundant. And the apostle, as he was looking back, he said, this is a faithful saying. And I know the what truth of the gospel. The truth of the gospel is life-saving. It's life-changing because Jesus came to save sinners. He came, in other words, to save me, to deliver me, to set me free from whatever the enemy has placed on me or maybe whatever I'm in. I know that he is Savior. That's why the declaration that we looked at, Jesus, or Savior, for he shall save his people from their sins. And now, long afterward, year after, years after, the Apostle Paul, he is looking and reflecting. And he said, yes, this is truly a faithful saying, not only declared by the angel, not only announced by several, but indeed a faithful saying because he experienced it. That Jesus or Christ came into the world to save sinners. And as he was looking back, he would say, of whom I am chief, of which I am chief. But thank God he wasn't just walking in. That's okay, if I'm a chief sinner, continue to be a chief sinner. But what the Lord has saved me from that. So I'm no longer now a chief sinner, but I'm a saint in God. Hallelujah. God, he has touched us. He has saved us. And he is looking back, seeing where God brought him from and to where he stood at that moment. And we looking back, we could see where we were, maybe at the start of the year. But when we look back now, we see where he has brought us to. Hallelujah. And hopefully and trustfully, it's a place farther down the road. Because we have grown in him. We've been strengthened in him. And we are marching on in him. And that's the truth of the gospel. He was declaring, Christ came to save sinners. And as the backward journey, we're going from 15 to 14. He said, and the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Notice the grace. He says it's what? Exceeding abundant. We know abundant, so great, so much we can't contain it. But when the Apostle Paul looked at the grace of God, he said, it's exceeding. Yes. In other words, if you think you would come to the end of it, it is beyond that. Thank you, Lord. It's extended way beyond. Oh, he says, of the grace of God. Because the grace of God, save him.
Thank you, Lord.
That would touch his life. That would turn his life around. That would make the difference. And every time he looked back, it propelled him forward. It propelled him to share Jesus with someone else. To tell somebody of his testimony and what the Lord did for him. Oh, the availability of God's grace. Great abundance. Exceeding abundance. Hallelujah. And we thank God for that. Because whatever we know we would face as we go forward, His grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. And the writer says His grace is enough for me. And so as we go forward, we know His grace is enough. Amen. His grace is enough. Grace in abundance. Right, Sister Grace? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, what great grace He has bestowed upon us. And the Apostle Paul, looking back, he saw the great grace of the Lord. Amen. Reaching towards him. And he knew God's grace and faithfulness. Oh, today we could look and know that it's there in abundance, as we said. But we also know, in we look the 13th verse, not only it's there in abundance, but it reaches, as the we used to sing, deep and wide. It reaches deep and wide, far and wherever. Hallelujah. Because here's His declaration. Who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. When he was looking back and he saw all that he had done, when those who were serving Jesus, he said, give me permission to destroy them, to put them in prison. Going length to get letters and permission to do that. But as he was looking back, he realized and remember, it's on one of that said journey where he was journeying to persecute the church, those who call upon the name of Jesus, to put them in prison, to kill some, that Jesus met with him, turned his life around, transformed him from a sinner to a saint. And now as he was glancing back to encourage us to go forward, he's saying, who was before a blasphemer? Thank God the declaration, who was what? Before. Not continuing though. Amen. 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 He was before a blasphemer, but he's saying now, I am no longer because of what the Lord has done for me. I could declare what sinner I was, but now that the Lord has saved me, no longer that. Because the Lord has delivered me. He has set me free. He has raised me up. And I could testify of His grace and faithfulness. And he's looking and he's seeing all that the Lord has done to save him, one who persecuted the church. And he's saying, God, your grace is really in abundance that you would do that. When God saved him, many of the believers and the apostles, they didn't ever believe that. When God said to Ananias, go and pray for him, Ananias, we would say in our own little thing, tall, tall. Now me to go, I know this guy. And many times we know people who they were. Maybe we knew ourselves, we know ourselves who we were. But thank God, because He changed us. He transformed our lives. And many people, when they think we aren't serving the Lord, still it's because they knew who we were. But you could say, come see me now. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And at least the Lord asked the Lord to help us so we could say, come see me now. And when they come see a different thing. They come see a life transformed by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we could testify of His grace and faithfulness. He looked back, he saw he was a persecutor of the church. How he hurt the church. But God is still faithful.
Thank you, God.
God's grace still reached him and drew him back to himself. And he's saying, you know, God reaches the deep and wide. And he was thinking, he said, you know, one of the reasons why too is because I did it in ignorance. In Acts 17, it tells us the word at the time of ignorance, God winked at, but now commands everyone everywhere to repent, yes, and to turn to him. This is not a time when we say, oh, the grace of God. You know, some people say, oh, God's grace is sufficient and is so much so we could do anything and his grace cover. Would we continue in sin because grace abound? Certainly not. But we walk in his ways because his grace reached us, touched our lives, saved us, transformed us by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving us life eternal. And the apostle, he's looking and thanking God for his faithfulness, thanking God for his grace. Lord, I bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Because it has reached even me.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, it reached us. And as he's looking and he's reflecting and he's seeing the grace of God, he's noticing the goodness of God. It brings us to verse 12, where he's saying, and I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who had enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. And so having looked at who he was, his state, but what God has done, how his grace and his faithfulness has reached to him, he could say, Lord, and I thank you because you put me in the ministry. Because you strengthen me, you empower me so I could do something for you. And you know, many times when you hear about the ministry, you start thinking about the minister. You start thinking about the pastor, the different body. And so you say, oh, them, I'm scot-free. No way. He has not only saved you, but he has given to everyone a ministry.
Amen.
Something
Amen.
That we must do for him.
Amen.
And we must look back and say, Lord, I thank you because you have given me something to do for you. You might even, as you look back, realize you did not do what he gave you to do, what he placed you. You could still say, Lord, I thank you because you have given me something to do. I haven't done it, but I can start now. God, the Apostle Paul says, I thank you, Christ Jesus, our Lord, because you've placed me into the ministry. You give me something to do, something I could do for the kingdom of God. This is the same song when he got saved. He said, Lord, what you'd have me to do? Because he realized when God would do something in our lives, it's so we could do something for him and for the kingdom
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
And he said, Lord, I thank you because you've given me something to do for you. Sometimes that's the opposite of what we might think. Lord, I thank you because they didn't see me to ask me to do something. I get asked three, oh wow. But rather we give thanks because I am able to do something for him. Lord, I bless you. You've saved me. And you've placed me into the ministry so I could do something for you. So I rejoice that I could do it. I look forward to do it. And I'm putting my best foot forward as I do what you have called me to do. So I thank you because you've given me a ministry. But not only that, but that same verse 12, I thank you, Christ Jesus our Lord, who had what? Enabled me. Isn't that beautiful? He has enabled us. Not that he's called us and gave us something and then we, but what? But he has enabled us. Gives us the power through his Holy Spirit so we could go forward, we could arise. And sometimes we, when we launch out, we say, indeed, I don't know what to do, what to do. But we rely on him. And when we rely on him and he brings us through and he gives us the victory, we could truly give thanks and say, Lord, you enabled me. You empowered me. And I give you thanks. And then he said as we, he said also, that same 12, not only enabled me, but that he counted me faithful. Putting me into the ministry. When the Lord tells you something or wants you to do something, because he's counting you as faithful. You were faithful. I could entrust the thing into your hand because I know you are faithful. He is declaring over our lives what we don't even think sometimes exists. We don't think we might be faithful. We don't think we might be able to do it. We don't think we might be able to accomplish something for the Lord. But he says, I am counting you faithful and I'm giving you the task because I know you are able. I know I'm enabling you. I know you could make it. And so that's why he, as we round off, he commits, it says in verse 11, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. This glorious gospel, this powerful gospel that changes lives, that transforms lives, that is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. He has entrusted into us, into our hands, to each one of us. Declare this glorious gospel. Tell someone of the gospel. I have enabled you. I'm counting you as faithful. Just go and fulfill what I've declared over your life, that you are faithful in declaring it. He sees that we would arise and go do it. And the Apostle Paul looking forward. He says, I thank you, Lord. You've placed it into my trust. And when someone places something into our trust, we want when they return, we could say thank you. I've been faithful to the task. And they look and say, wonderful, thank you very much. The apostle says, he has entrusted the gospel into my hand, into my care. And as we come to the end of this year, as we close in on it, know that he has entrusted it to you, yes, to me, yes. So we could declare it. If you thought you had nothing to look forward to for the new year, well, you've got the gospel to declare, to share, because the Lord has entrusted it to you. Let us stand and bow our head. He's committed it into our trust. What is it he's committing to you or has committed to you? And you look back and see how you've been. I could look and see how I've been to that which he has entrusted to me. Where I fail, where I falter, where I come short. but pick me up because your grace is powerful enough. You are faithful enough to take me up from this point and lead me on to victory. Talk to him and ask him to help you.